Time for some feel-good stories. So Chris Taylor lives in a small town in Ohio, and for Halloween, he and his kids dressed as superheroes. Well, life then imitated art as they headed to a party. Taylor said, quote, "We took the alley, first time ever. And you pull up to the alley, and I look back. There's flames coming out of the house, and the whole upstairs was consumed. Flames were just pouring out. It was pretty gnarly. So without hesitation, without thinking, he runs into this home, right? He goes, I yelled as loud as I can. Is anybody in here? Real loud. And I heard, if someone was to get hit in the sternum, how you kind of have like a, you're losing your wind. I heard a sound like that. Kind of a moaning, wispy sound. So he found the man upstairs, pulled him to safety. He says, there were flames around and just inches from me. My costume was getting hot and I felt like I was melting. I couldn't breathe. The smoke was real, real heavy. Firefighters and paramedics were there when they got outside. Taylor and his family eventually made it to the party, but Taylor says, yeah, he is definitely not done with that costume. He says, I feel like I should keep the costume just so I can always remember, like, this is who you are. You're somebody who's going to help people if they need it.
Very good. I first of all, even without the superhero costumes, it's a great story. I mean, anytime you have somebody that puts their life aside and goes to fight for someone else, that's an amazing achievement. But then you add the superhero costumes, that's like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that he wants to keep it just as a reminder, like, mm-hmm. This is who you are.
Right.
This is truly who you are inside, right. Which is pretty cool.
And now I want cake.
Right?
Why did I use that, Alan? So I have no idea. An Ohio dad went the distance quite literally to give back to a local hospital who's been treating his 4-year-old son for cancer. His name is Colt Codner, and his son is in the Akron Children's Hospital, his son Andrew. Being traveled, he's battling B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. I hope I'm saying that right.
Gosh.
Doesn't that sound horrible? Now, Colt learned that the Akron Marathon, which annually benefits that children's hospital, changed to a virtual event, and they were having trouble getting people to sign up. He thought it's a perfect way for him to get back, so that's what he did. He completed the 26.2-mile race by running laps around the hospital. 35 laps, to be exact.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, ran 35 laps around the hospital. His wife, Tristan, joined him for a few laps. He said it was great because they haven't had a whole lot of alone time because they're at the hospital with their son, Andrew. And they also started a thing on their Facebook page. They began asking friends and family to donate. They were hoping to raise $1,000. Well, consider that goal checked. They raised more than $16,000 and counting.
That is amazing. And I love just kind of the little silver lining in the situation where, I mean, obviously they're raising money for a great cause, even though it's a really sad situation about how they got introduced to this hospital, of course. But the fact that he was able to say, you know what, it was really nice to just also get to spend that time with my wife.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You know,
that's cool.
And I was checking out Colt's Facebook page, Colt, K-O-L-T, Codner, if you want to check it out, C-O-D-N-E-R. I've been checking out his Facebook. I'm looking at it right now. And this is a post he posted. This was on Saturday afternoon. Why do we love Akron Children's Hospital? Amazing things like this. He's got pictures of, they gave his son a stuffed duck that's called the chemo duck. It has a port and tubes, just like Andrew has when he's being treated.
That's so special.
Isn't it, though? Look, we all know that our doctors, our nurses, our healthcare workers, our frontline, we all know what an incredible job they do. But it is so awesome when that is recognized publicly like this. So, again, I invite you to check it out. It is a really, really cool story.